Mostly it's about land use. It's about housing. It's about employment land. It'll be about sustainability. And it'll be a bit to do around local services, which might include things like car parking, thinking about other issues which Muchwenlock has, particularly like flooding, which we've had a lot of cooperation from Shropshire Council. But clearly the warehouses are built and the way in which they're built will have an impact on flooding. So we're keen to get the community involved in their thoughts about that, because there is a lot of interest in these issues.
So how will decisions be finalised then? Will it be from a committee of local people? Will everybody have an equal say? Who actually finally says yes or no?
The community has the final say. There will be an independent inspector who will be appointed to test the plan, the draft plan, for soundness. And this plan will have come as a result of a survey, an extensive survey throughout the community. But certainly the way legislation is looking at this stage, there will either be a parish poll or a referendum towards the end of 2012, where every voter will have the opportunity to say yes or no to what will be an integrated plan.
That sounds dangerously like democracy to me.
Well, that's the general idea, yes, and we're working very, very hard making sure that everyone has an opportunity to get involved in this, and we're going to make it very difficult not to get involved, because we want everyone to have a part to play, particularly the young people, because this is a plan for 2026, and you know, we really want to make sure that folk have got somewhere to live, somewhere to work within our lovely lovely community.
How do you guard against somebody maybe joining the scheme and promoting their own self-interest? Say they've got a couple of acres of land that they don't have planning permission for, but would like planning permission because they get more money for it.
Well, I think that's something certainly we've got to be guard against. People involved in the steering group are all Muchwenlock residents. They're all from within the parish, which of course is more than just the town. At the point when we are looking at land which is allocated for development, clearly we'll make it very clear who owns that land, where it is, and people will have an opportunity to have their say. Now, it may well be that someone has acquired a piece of land, but it actually is the best place for, say, housing or for employment. And that's, someone may take a commercial decision, but that really isn't something we've got terribly close to at this stage, Ian, but something we've got to look at.